All right, the Naughty Grinder. Hell yeah. What's up, dude? How are you, man? Dude, you're really good, really good. Thanks for being here, man.
All right, yeah, thank you. No problem at all.
Now, you called us last week out of the blue. I don't even remember what we were talking about.
We were talking about how bad prison food is.
That's right, and you called us to give us some insight because you served 20 friggin' years.
Yes, sir. Served 20 years straight.
For what?
It was like a burglar of a habitation,
right.
An uninhabited building. They said that I went into a community drug pusher's home and stole some CDs and a used CD stereo player.
Now, you were just along for the ride when somebody else did it.
Yes, sir.
And you got 20 years for that.
Well, no, I actually got 32 years, and I served 20 years.
Jeez.
Did you have anything else on your record before that?
Yes, sir. I had some stuff on my record.
Okay.
I'm not going to claim to be no holy thou, though saint. You know,
right.
I made some mistakes when I was a kid, you know, and now, you know, I got out after 20 years. I don't drink, smoke, or use drugs.
Good
you know,
for you.
I use my dancing to pretty much fulfill, you know, and relax, you
Hell
know.
Yeah.
And I live in a pretty nice neighborhood, you know, and I'm not never harmed no women, children, or committed any type of violent act whatsoever, you know.
Sure. How long you been out?
I've been out approximately 4 months.
Well, I mean, not when you're in jail, but now when he's out, he can appreciate the movie.
Yeah, yeah. Now that you're out, you'll appreciate everything that Andy Frank
did. I appreciate everything. I don't take nothing for granted. You know, I've ran into some situations, you know, dancing to where I've, you know, I've had some guys try to provoke me. And
sure.
I just brush them off and laugh at them,
yeah,
you know
man.
What I mean? Because they probably ain't seen half of what I done seen, you know, when it comes to violence and stuff
sure.
like that. You know, even though I don't believe in violence and I don't entertain it.
Right.
You know, I'm more or less, you know, self-defense. You know, I had a guy to break in my house about 3 weeks ago, a home invasion while I was laying on the couch. And
whoa.
So I had to protect myself there, and you know, and I think that he realized that he don't want to come back to that house.
Oh, good. Seth, the question for Cheyenne Pate, dancing Naughty Grinder.
You became quite the star when you called our show last week. Have you heard from anybody? Has anybody come up to you that actually heard you call into the show?
Oh, yeah. I got numerous people that when I went to the event at the Beer Fest in Dunedin, and I done some dancing up there, I had people come up to me and say, yeah, I heard you on the bone, you know, you're going to be dancing there Friday. And I'm like, if they let me come there, I'm going to be dancing.
Hell yeah.
And then, you know, so I got, you know, I got a few friends and followers that's listening to me right now.
Great.
There, and I want to send, you know, my gratitude and thanks to them. And
sure.
Thanks for y'all allowing me to come.
Oh, dude, it's a pleasure to have you here, SBK.
Drew, you can't see this, but homeboy's got some brand new kicks on.
You got some wheels?
Dancing shoes.
Oh, man, I went and spent me about $200 on wear yesterday.
Whoa, man.
Bought me some brand new Nike.
All right.
Nice.
Went and bought me some brand new Nike Airs.
Hell yeah.
And, went and bought me some Armour shoes. And
all right.
Went and bought me a new shaver. And so, yeah, I spent quite a bit yesterday.
Great. Now, you were behind bars for a long time, and someone in our Bone chat room, New Yorker, said, what is the newest thing that you're finding hard to get now that you're out? Like, when you went in 20 years ago, smartphones weren't really a thing yet. Do you have a smartphone, and have you figured it out yet?
Yes, sir. I have an iPhone 6.
Whoa.
All right. And I figured it out in about 2 days.
All right.
My IQ is about 120, and I kept up on technology while I was incarcerated.
Sure.
I read thousands of books on psychology, numerology, astrology, electronics, legal work,
sure.
You name it. I pretty much read books on it.
Man, good for you,
so
dude.
So you're a jailhouse lawyer.
Well, I mean, I guess you could say that I'm a jailhouse lawyer, but, you know, I've represented a few people in the institution. You know, I studied and got my paralegal's license there for a little while, and, wow. You know, but I you know, the judicial system, it's kind of twisted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you may have one law that might be binding precedented over here, and then you may another have another law in another circuit that conflicts with that law. So, you know, it's kind of a conflicting situation. It's based on whatever judge you get in front of
yep.
at that particular time, and then that is what's basically going to, you know, control whatever case that you're under.
So you helped guys who didn't understand the situation figure it out.
Yes, sir, because the law is very conflicting and very complicated to understand because you have specific words that usually normal people doesn't, you know, like binding precedents, smoking mirror walls, you know.
Mm.
There's all different types of terms and technology that is used by circuit judge panels and by Supreme Court justices that is not knowledgeable to the average person. And
yeah.
So, yes, I have went into the Black's Law Dictionary and I've defined the words and broke down the words and helped people
awesome.
That truly did not understand.
We're in with Cheyenne Pate. He recently was released after serving 20 years in jail for simply being along when someone's dwelling was burglarized.
Will you be voting for a new president this year?
Yes, sir. You know, I really hasn't checked into the laws in the state of Florida if I would be allowed to vote. But
okay.
If I would be voting for a president, I would have to say Donald Trump.
Okay, there we go. Cheyenne, what was the meal that you had when you got out? Because we originally talked to you about prison food. What was the meal that you had when you got out where you're like, oh, my God, I've been missing this so much?
Oh, man, you know, I used to lay in prison, and I used to think and hear all these different commercials about these different places. And then, you know, what really, really got say that grasped my attention was Buffalo Wings.
Buffalo Wings.
Yeah.
Buffalo
Excellent
Wings,
choice.
Man. You know, man. I had to go down to Buffalo Wings and get me some Buffalo Wings. And, man, I must say that it was an extraordinary meal and experience. You know, they had that little pond out there with the ducks swimming around, yeah. You know. So I just sat out there, and I looked, and I viewed it, and I ate at Buffalo Wings.
How many wings? How many wings did you order?
Oh, man, I had ordered 16.
Drums or flats?
Oh, the flats.
All right. Okay.
I wish we could get some wings up in here.
Well, yeah,
I
mean, yeah, if I would have known
Yeah, next time we'll get some wings up here for you. Or if anybody has a wing place out there and they want to bring some wings by for Cheyenne.
Get this man some wings.
He's going to be dancing
you know
for
what?
Us. The least we could do.
I will help him eat them.
Me? You know
I'm
what?
Sure you will.
I would reach deep within myself and do that as well.
You were in prison for 20 years, and you said that you didn't do any backyard boogie. Did you have a missus in your life? Did you get any conjugal visits? So there was no sex for 20 years.
There was no conjugal visits at the prison that I was in. Texas doesn't allow that.
Okay.
You know, and so me personally, you know, I mean, I've never been – I would say that type of sexually attracted to that type of gender, but I'm not a discriminating type of person.
Sure.
Whatever your gender and whatever your preference is, that is you. It's not for me to judge. It's for God to judge you, not me.
Right.
So I'm not going to pass judgment up on nobody, you know.
Yeah.
So I had no sexual contact whatsoever.
Wow.
You know,
20
it's,
years.
It's been 20 years for prison.
The sock deal.
No, it wasn't really the sock.
Not
I mean,
the sock?
It was, I mean, you know, that's kind of like a myth, you know what
I
mean?
I've been watching a lot of prison movies, man.
Yeah, you know, so prison movies really don't tell the whole story. They
okay.
kind of base it on fabrication of what they think.
Right.
But when you're actually in the institution, it's a totally different life and a totally different story than from what you actually see on TV, because they're not going to present the true story to you.
I got you.
You know, so yes, I mean, I had my own personal thing that I did, you know.
Mm-hmm. We all do.
Yeah, when I was, you know, that usually any normal man would do, you
sure.
know, when he's coming up and he's going through that as a young man, you know.
Yep.
And I went in there as a young man, you know, at 24 years old.
Yeah, man.
And
wow.
came out at 44 years old.
Wow, 20 years without sex. It's like being married, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. It was, hey,
huh?
I can't even describe what it was like, you know what I mean?
What brought you down to Florida?
Well, what brought me down to Florida is I have a real good friend in person down here that said, well, you know, hey, you know, if you want to leave Texas and you want to try to come over and start over down here, you know, go ahead and come on down here. You know, I got a place for you.
Great.
And, you know, we'll try to get you on your feet. And, you know, so this person's a real good person. And so, you know, all my family, they pretty much passed on while I was in prison. You know, I pretty much lost my mom, my dad, and everybody else, you know. I'm just a good old country boy from a little small town called Mahia, Texas.
Sure.
Which is right outside of Waco.
Yep.
You know, I'm used to farming and grid and living off the land. And, you know, my grandmother helped raise me up, respect the ladies, treat the ladies right, you know, and just, you know, just be a good person in general. I just got on the wrong path when I moved, kind of went to the city. And it led me in the wrong direction at
That'll
a young
happen.
Age, and I made a mistake.
Got it.
You know, everybody's made mistakes.
SBK, question for Cheyenne Pate.
So, Cheyenne, 4 months out, right?
Yes, sir.
How do you go about getting back into the dating game?
How do I go back? Well, I'm going to tell you.
Tinder.
Being a dancer. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess you could say Tinder. I guess you could say Mate One. I guess you could say Facebook.
Oh.
I mean, you could say a numerous.
I could say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could say a numerous of things. You know what I mean? It's numerous ways to get back in the dating game.
Okay.
But I would say that, you know, my dancing, I've had quite of experiences on some dance floors at Shepherds and Blur. And,
his milkshake, you know, brings all the girls to the yard.
I've had some quite of experiences to where I could have actually went home with some women, but I chose not to.
You get all that from dancing.
And I get all that from dancing, but I chose not to.
All right.
Because the quality of woman that I'm looking for was not the quality of woman that women that were, I'm not saying the women were bad,
right,
was just not my type of hype of what I desire.
Okay.
I got some questions, but we do need to take a moment for us. Can we get on a little bit of music and have him dance to the break? And then when we come back, I have some questions about employment, and I have some questions about prison gangs that I want to get to. But if you wouldn't mind, Cheyenne, Seth's got a little EDM for you. Oh, he's taking off his hat. It's about to get real in here.
I have the Beats pill. Nikki is supplying the music.
Nikki, what do you have for Cheyenne to warm up?
Yeah, we don't even know what he likes.
He looks like he's about ready to go play the Super Bowl. Look at him.
I have a playlist from Spotify called Dance All Day.
Dance All Day, indeed. All right, so Cheyenne's going to take us to break with some dance moves. And when we come back, I have some questions about employment and about prison gangs. Go ahead, Nikki, fire it up. Whenever you're ready, Cheyenne, go to Bone TV, theboneonline.com, and check out Cheyenne and his dance moves. Hell yeah, he's on the dance cam. This is so great.
Breaking it down.
Yeah. Go dance with him, Nikki.
I don't dance.
Yeah, me either. Is this a dance version of Tracy Chapman's Fast Car?
Hey, Nikki picked it.
I don't know. Nikki. All I know is it's a radio edit.
And it's working.
We're going to find out what he likes on the break.
Yeah.
Man, he's good.
He is good. He's got some moves.
He's got rhythm.
We got to hire him.
Wish we could. Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Feel it. Uh-oh. Beat's about to drop.
He's a grinding fool.
Yeah. I would watch this all night long if I were in a nightclub. I would not.
Double
screen. We got double Cheyenne. Can they go quad box?
Yes.
Oh, this is such a treat to the Bone TV audience.
Hello, here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
Now, we have a young lady on our line right now because, look, there are two things I love, chocolate and facials. This young lady and the Pure Blends Organic Spa and Apothecary.
I think your old stomping grounds of Winter Park.
Oh, beautiful WP, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Right by Rollins College, I'm sure, either in the 32789 or the 32791. Victoria, am I right on those zip codes?
32789 and 32792.
92, I was one off. I used to work at Rollins College radio station, WPRK, the best in basement radio. That's right.
Yeah.
How's your day going?
Right here. Oh, great. How's your day?
So far, so good. Are you on Park Avenue itself?
No, we are off Park Avenue in a little place called Hannibal Square.
Sure. I know Hannibal Square.
If you're familiar with the area, then yeah, you probably know where it is.
I am in the gentrified version of Winter Park, Florida. Now, tell us about, the chocolate facial. It sounds so naughty and delicious. What is it?
It's a 60-minute facial with like an enzyme peel that's going to leave your skin looking bright, smooth, help boost collagen. And then we end with a chocolate mask that's firming, lifting, and tightening.
Oh, my goodness.
And then in between, you get a lot of massage and just kind of, you know, get you feeling really good.
A massage and a facial all in the same session. That sounds glorious to me. And I read in the article about you guys, it says the cocoa bean is actually very high in antioxidants, so it smooths out your lines and your wrinkles. Was this your original idea to come up with the chocolate facial?
It was not my idea, but it is the owner's.
All right.
They kind of came up with it.
All right. And how's the response been so far to the chocolate facial?
So far, so good. We had a little new segment, and today we've gotten a lot of calls over it. And then, of course, with Easter coming up and stuff, the chocolate is, you know, kind of something that everybody likes.
Sure. I would think the Winter Park women that I knew would probably prefer a vanilla facial to a chocolate facial, but it turns out that the chocolate facial may indeed be in high demand in Winter Park, Florida.
As of now, yes.
Is it true that once you have the chocolate facial, it is very difficult to go back to any other kind of facial?
It has not been tested.
All right. All right, that is untested. That's just anecdotal so far. I've heard that once you experience the chocolate facial, probably very difficult to go back to any other kind of facial.
Probably.
Can you eat the facial after it has been applied to you? Because chocolate is delicious, and it would be very difficult for me if someone is putting a facial on my face and it's chocolate, be very difficult for me not to eat that facial.
Right. It smells amazing, but I wouldn't recommend eating it. It has clay in it. So if you like chocolate and clay mixed, but we do have some chocolates here that we import from the UK that, you know, are great after the facial.
Oh, okay. So I could smell the chocolate on my face and then you'd have a chocolate that I could eat afterwards.
Right.
Wonderful.
Do any guys get these or is it just the majority of women?
No, yeah, it's a both, women and men. I would say more women, though, but sure. Definitely more men are, you know, being more conscious about their skin.
Sure.
As well.
We're none of us
what
are getting
you guys?
Any younger.
Have you guys ever had a facial?
Not a chocolate
well.
One.
I've never had a chocolate, vanilla, strawberry facial, no kind of facial whatsoever. I've always assumed that they're mostly for women, but you're telling me that that dudes can get facials and look younger as well.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, that might be worth the trip from Tampa to Winter Park, Florida. When was your last facial, Victoria?
Last week.
How was it? Was it exhilarating?
I mean, it was amazing. So, I guess so, yes, exhilarating, but...
Exhilarating and amazing facial.
I definitely, you know, notice the difference after, you know, for even weeks after.
Sure.
I get a facial.
Who applies the, who gives you the facial? Is it a female esthetician or a spa yes. worker? Has a male ever given you a facial?
Only female so far.
Only females.
Yes.
Well, that seems a bit discriminatory to me. I feel like I could deliver a facial just as good as any other.
You don't know anything about it, man.
Oh, I will give you a facial like you've never had before, yeah. Seth Kushner.
I would rather get one from a trained esthetician.
Yeah, right. You got to know what you're doing.
So you're saying, Victoria, amateurs like myself should not be providing anyone with facials?
Yeah, probably not.
All right.
We do use some chemical peels and stuff, so you probably wouldn't want to do that.
Final question, young lady. If I accidentally got some of that chocolate facial in my mouth, would it be best to spit it out or swallow?
I mean, that's up to you. It's whatever you prefer.
Oh, you told me that it tastes somewhat like clay and chocolate, but I am a little bit adventurous, so I think I am the type to where if I did get some of this in my mouth accidentally during a facial... Yeah. I probably would gulp it down.
There you go.
Just saying. Well, listen, Pure Blends Organic Spa and Apothecary, thank you very much. That's where everyone needs to go in Hannibal Square. Drive that short drive up I-4. Not now, of course. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to take you forever. But maybe sometime next week, drive there, get their chocolate facial. You'll never go back to vanilla facials again. If you had to pick a presidential candidate, who would be the most likely to get a facial, Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders, or a chocolate facial, Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders, or Hillary Clinton, which of them do you think would benefit the most from a chocolate facial?
All of them.
All three of them could get a nice chocolate facial.
Yeah, they all could.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Victoria. You're a hell of a good sport, and we wish you nothing but success there at Pure Blends Organic Spa and Apothecary. Tell Winter Park we said hello and have a great night, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. She regrets answering that phone call. Nikki was hella. Why were you holding your head in shame over there? Did you not think that was going to happen?
I knew it was, but it was so uncomfortable hearing it. I felt so bad for her.
She was laughing.
An embarrassment, probably.
Oh, no. She was like...
She was uncomfortable.
She loved it.
She loved every bit of it.
Why are they mixing that stuff with clay? It kind of defeats the whole purpose.
Clay?
No, because most... Like
I don't. It's well. It's not an eating experience.
It should
like,
be.
You think they like dip your face in like at Dairy Queen?
Yeah.
The chocolate
like
it gets hard, and then you just sit there and pick it off and eat it.
Yeah. Like the magic shell. Just squirt magic shell all over my face. I don't care if it does anything for my skin. I just want magic shell all over my face.
It's like room temperature fondue. You just gotta dip your head in it, and then you have some. No. Yeah. No. It's not the case.
There's like different scrubs.
They should at least give you some chocolate to eat while you're doing this.
Right. Like pour it into my mouth. Like drizzle fudge right onto my tongue while you're giving me a chocolate.
Now, drizzling's going to be extra.
Can you imagine if Winter Park is a very she area of Orlando. Very, very upper, snooty upper. Can you imagine a young lady goes in, she's like, hello, I would like a chocolate facial, please. They're like, okay, 1 minute, please. And a big-ass brother comes walking out of the back. And he's like, who's looking for the chocolate facial?
Man, that'd be a good job.
That'd be a hell of a job. Dear me. That's how that would go down.
I don't know how that made the news at Bay News 9 today, but I'm glad it did.
Chocolate facials?
In Winter Park, Florida.
Yeah. The day the chocolate facials doesn't make the news is a cold day indeed.